And now it's time for On Our Minds. This week, Reverend Jamie Coutts is on our minds. He was a snake handler and Pentecostal preacher in Middlesboro, Kentucky, and he died this last week when the rattlesnake he was handling during a church service bit him. Coutts refused medical treatment, and he died less than 2 hours later, surrounded by praying members of his family and congregation. Producer Charles Monroe Kane talked with him just a few weeks before his death.
Can you take me back to the first time you handled a poisonous snake?
It was in July 1991. I had been praying about it, even though I was raised in it. I was praying about it to see if this was for me. And someone had sent the pastor of that church a couple big copperheads. And I prayed the whole service. I said, Lord, if it's meant for me to do this, this is what I'm supposed to do in my walk with you. Let Brother Bruce come and hand me a serpent. Well, service come to an end. And, of course, I was pretty discouraged. I thought, you know, what am I doing? Where am I at in my walk with Christ? You know, either I can't get a prayer through or this isn't for me. So after church, he is taking the serpents out of the box that they brought him in to put them into his box. And he uses the hook because he's not moved on by the Spirit. So he used the hook and gets one out, puts it into his box. And then he said the Lord told him to lay the hook down and reach and get the other one with his hand. And when he reached and got the other one with his hand, he immediately turned around. And I was standing there and he laid it in my hands. And I knew from that point on that this was meant for me to do.
It's interesting. I know that your grandfather and your father and you, your third generation of doing this, it must have been an amazing moment for you to have that serpent in your hands and to be a part of that. You know, there are millions of Christians around the world in different colors and stripes, and there's less than 100 churches in America that handle snakes. Is that part of what's so special to you? Is that part of why it's important to you?
It does mean a lot to me that's been passed down from generations, you know, but I don't consider myself to be anything just because God does it. Yeah, it's something that's looked on, you know, by some people as fascination, but to most people it's very much ridiculed. It's hated. You know, they tell us how ignorant and unlearned we are, you know, that we do this. It's even been in some of the older documentaries that, you know, we're just ignorant coal miners and we do this to entertain ourselves. So, you know, It can be very hurtful times to know you're in this small group of people that nobody else wants anything to do with because you're not mainstream. But yet to know that this is Bible and you feel that this is right and to know that God has given you the power to do it when most of the other people in the world don't understand it, don't believe it, don't want nothing to do with it.
What are you feeling at that moment? Is it an ecstatic state? Are you slain in the spirit, or are you very present? I mean, what is the feeling like for you personally as you pick up that poisonous snake? I mean, I would be scared to death.
You have the presence of mind to know what you're doing, but yet you have this anointing overcoming you that you know God is working through you, and you can do these things, and it'll be okay. You know, I don't know anyone that can actually describe the feeling of what the anointing is. I mean, it's a peace. It's feeling like nothing else around matters. You have a direct connection with God, and God is telling you that you can do this just for His glory, just so people can see that this creature that He created that can potentially cause death, He has power over it.
Now, you've been bitten, right?
I have. I've been bitten 9 times.
9 times. You even lost one of your fingers, correct, from a rattlesnake bite?
I did. Half of my middle finger on my right hand is gone from a rattlesnake bite.
Can I ask you a personal question? And I've just been so curious about this for days, reading about you. You were bitten, and I'm curious why you were bitten. I mean, was there a moment in your head where you were like, this is God punishing me? I had sin in my life? It seems like you shouldn't be bitten if this is what you do.
That's right. I don't believe that you should be bitten and hurt. The times that I have been bitten and hurt, which has been 3 times that I was bitten and not hurt. But the times that you are bitten and hurt, is because either you move too quickly or you move too slow after the Spirit is done moved off of you, or you did have something in your life that you shouldn't have been handling in its time. And when I say that, I don't mean no great big sin. I don't mean you went out here and stole or killed or fornicated or committed adultery, but maybe you've just had an argument with your wife. I've done that. Maybe just on the way to church, someone cuts you off and not cursing, but yet you say something that's not very Christian-like. You know, you roll your window down, holler at them, you know, "Hey, you ignorant person, where'd you get your driver's license?" Well, that's not Christian-like. So then go on to church and think, "Well, that weren't that bad. God understands. I think I'll just get in and handle a snake." Well, you know, then if you're bitten, you're thinking, "Well, maybe God wasn't pleased with what I done, and I shouldn't have been trying to work in the signs and let people think that God had moved on me when I knew that I had done something God wasn't pleased with."
Have others in your church been bitten? Just normal people in the congregation?
Yes. My son has been bitten. My dad has been bitten. My uncle has been bitten. My first cousin's husband has been bitten. And other people that have come to the church in time past, but that's as far as our regular members that we have right now that have been bitten during church services.
Have you had someone who's died during one of your church services?
There was a woman that was bitten in 1995 at homecoming on a Sunday morning. That died at my house on a Tuesday afternoon.
What happened? Was she handling the snake and was lost in the spirit and then made a mistake? She must have refused medical attention, I assume, right?
I don't know what happened. She came up front. She got the serpent and was bitten, and her husband asked her immediately, said, "Are you going to go to the hospital?" She said, "No, they had 5 kids." He said, "You need to think about these kids." She said, "I am thinking about my kids, but I'm not going to the doctor. I'm trusting God." And she trusted God, and Tuesday about 1:30, she died.
As a human being, how do you feel about what happened? I mean, she's dead.
Well, it was hard. It's to the point now, you know, 18 years later, I don't think about it a whole lot. But at that time, it was hard to accept that someone had died, even though I noted people dying before. It was hard to accept that this woman was bitten in my church, died at my house, and I didn't understand. You know, I didn't understand why she died. And now the only way I can explain it is it was just God's will. It's so different than dying in a car wreck. And I tell people, you know, they tell me, "Do you want to die of a snake bite?" And I say no, because it brings persecution upon the church. But if I had to die in some sort of tragedy, you know, I'd just lay down and go to sleep and die, which is what I hope to do. But if I had to die in some sort of tragedy, I had rather, even though it's going to bring persecution, be serpent bit and everybody standing around me praying as to be out here and be in a car crash and everybody standing around me cussing.
Charles Monroe Kane talked with Jamie Coots. He was the pastor of the Full Gospel Tabernacle in Jesus' Name in Middlesboro, Kentucky. Last week, the rattlesnake he was handling during a church service bit him, and he died less than 2 hours later, surrounded by his family and congregation.
When I hear that trumpet sound, I will lay my burdens down. I will lay them deep into the ground. Then I'll know that I am
To the Best of Our Knowledge is produced at Wisconsin Public Radio. Charles Monroe Kane put today's show together with help from Doug Gordon, Sarah Nix, and Stephanie Youngblood. Our theme music was composed by Steve Mullen from Walk West Music. The technical director of To the Best of Our Knowledge is Kirill Owen. Steve Paulson is our executive producer, and I'm Ann Strainchamps. Thanks for listening.
PRI, Public Radio International.